Three whooping cranes died this winter from either bobcat attacks or undetermined causes in Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. That makes eight birds that have either died or been removed from the experiment to create a migrating flock of whoopers in the eastern U.S. But Rachel Levin of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service argues despite the losses, the experiment is going well.
After 4 years of ultralight-led journeys with whooping cranes, we have 45 wild cranes now, where just 10 years ago, east of the Mississippi, we had no wild whooping cranes. We still have something like an 85% survival rate of reintroduced cranes.
However, the crane experiment is unpredictable. Some of the older cranes only migrated as far south as Kentucky and Tennessee this winter, instead of going all the way to Florida. And just like last summer, some of the birds may not come back to Wisconsin, and instead may wind up in Michigan or another northern state. Also, there appears to be two pairs of birds that are keeping close company and may be old enough to produce young. But Rachel Levin says scientists won't be trying to help the procreating process.
We're letting nature take its course here. We're not going to do anything artificial to try to get birds to breed at a certain time.
Still, the Whooping Crane Partnership has a goal of 25 nesting pairs of whoopers and 125 birds overall. This summer, as many as 20 young cranes may arrive at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in central Wisconsin for flight training behind ultralight aircraft. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.